Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel Once again welcome you in beautiful silsila Al-Mustafa, the chosen one In this program we talk about the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam Loving the best of all creation Loving the beloved of Allah. Alhamdulillah, inshaAllah, we have been talking about various aspects, various asbab, various reasons why people love somebody. And today we have chosen a sabab. Today we have chosen a reason why people are admired, why people are loved. One of the reasons is that that person possesses character, that person possesses good akhlaq, that person possesses good manners, good attitude. Inshallah, we'll be talking about what was the character, what was the attitude, what was the behavior, what were the good manners of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshallah, after listening, after hearing, after watching this program, you will be inshallah compelled to love the best of all creation, al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because of his chosen traits. Inshallah, be with us from start till end. But before we proceed ahead towards our topic of today, let's make good intentions. And make this intention, inshallah, I will be presenting this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You make this intention, you will listen from start till end, you'll be with us, learn, remember, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah, with all these beautiful intentions, I hope, inshallah, you'll watch this program until the end, and inshallah, you'll be learning so much. The respective viewers of Madani Channel today, our guest is Muballigh Dawat Islami, Muhammad Waqas Aftari. Alhamdulillah, he's with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Waqas bhai, thank you so much. Jazakallahu khaira. Thank you very much for coming once again in this beautiful program, Al Mustafa, the chosen one. Waqas bhai, I think it will be a very good idea to talk about first what is akhlaq. Right? When you talk about akhlaq, how can you define, how can you explain what the term akhlaq means in your own understanding for the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Akhlaq, character, manners.
Subhanallah.
The way somebody portrays themselves, the way you address people and how, when you are in different situations, how you behave in different situations.
Subhanallah.
So once, like when you are in happiness, how you behave, when you are approached with aggression, how are you behave? This is a summary of manners, in other words, that how you behave in different situations with different people. Inshallah, we'll discuss today, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of creation, how was his manners in different situations? This is a very broad topic that we have picked today. Inshallah, we'll pick glimpses of different situations when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in these situations, how he possessed himself, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Beautiful. Many of the respective viewers of Madani Channel beautifully explained that this term is a very expanded term. You cannot just put it in one word that this is akhlaq. Because akhlaq, it is linked with character. It is directly linked with your characteristics, what you possess. Right? And it contains a very vast meaning. The person who has got good akhlaq, he will not be a liar. The person who would have good akhlaq, he will not be a backbiter. A person who would have good akhlaq, he will not break promises. A person who will have good akhlaq, that person will have forbearing. That person will have forgiveness. That person will have tolerance. That person will have in his character love. That person will possess in his character care. That person will have a character which possesses a good attitude. How he behaves, how he talks, how he interacts with people, how good he is with his neighbors, how good is he with his friends, his colleagues, his mates, right? With his parents, with his friends. So that means that when we talk about akhlaq, it's not a confined term. Rather, it's a very expanded term. So alhamdulillah, today we'll be talking about various aspects of the life of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which makes this a beautiful personality of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to possess
the akhlaq which is being clapped as azim akhlaq. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Allahu Akbar. But dear respected viewers of Salam Shari, Quran has praised the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is what inshallah we are going to find out in this today's program. But dear respected viewers of Salam Shari, how can we adopt these beautiful traits, these beautiful qualities we can learn from the seerah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we can also perfect our akhlaq insha'Allah azza wa jalla. And remember, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that I am being sent to perfect the manners of this creation. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came for the takmeel of akhlaq. This was one of the beautiful reasons of arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And not only he showed them through his own self, through his own character, but he transformed the akhlaq of many Sahaba ikram. He changed the perception of the people who were surrounded by him. He changed the akhlaq in manners. He perfected the akhlaq of the upcoming generations. Alhamdulillah, one of the best examples is in front of us. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Inshallah, it includes few other ayahs of Quran. We'll also include the ahadith regarding akhlaq. But let's find out one of the beautiful glimpses of the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from our Muballigh Da'wat Islami. Dude, what beautiful accounts have you brought today for the viewers of Madinah Channel?
First of all, start is, how was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in trading? And how was he when people approached him with aggression? Once there was a scholar of the Torah, his name was Zayd.
Okay.
He went and he bought some dates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a pre-order.
Right.
And a date was agreed that on such and such date, you would get your dates. So before this date, the agreed date came to end, this Zayd, he came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his Sahaba, with his companions, in a big gathering. So this man, Zayd, he comes and he starts to grab the clothes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speaks to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam angrily. And this person is out of order, it's his fault that he's going and asking for the dates back early. The dates that he should have on a certain date, he's asking for them early. Sayyid Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was there. He was very angry, he started shouting at this man. Who are you to disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know who you are disrespecting? Do you know who you're talking to? What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do at this stage? He says, oh Umar, he didn't say nothing to Zayd. He said, oh Umar, what are you doing? This is not how you should possess good character. What you should be doing is telling me to pay back the dates and telling him to speak politely. Help us, this would be helping us, both of us. So then, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he said, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala, go and give Zayd his dates back and give him some extra dates as well. So Sayyid Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, he goes, he gets some dates, he puts some extra dates in there and he gives it to Zayd. And he says, Zayd says, oh Umar, why are you giving me extra dates? When I ordered, you give me extra. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I looked at you angrily. I spoke at you angrily. This is your dates that we owe you, and this is extra to make you happy as well.
Allah.
What happens further? He says, oh Umar, do you know who I am? I'm Zayd, such and such, the scholar of the Torah. He said, are you that Zayd, the scholar of the Torah? He said, yes.
Allah.
He said, all of the traits which I had read about the father prophet to come, I have read in the Torah about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for two things. What are they? He says, the first is that his politeness will always remain dominant, that he will always be polite. And the second is that evil and ignorance comes, so his politeness will increase. That when he is given evil and bad things, his politeness will increase. He says, oh Umar, remember and testify, I have seen all of the signs in the final prophet, in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I testify that he is the prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he goes to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He reads the Qalam and he accepts Islam as well. What was this? Just because of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have said to his Sahaba, get him out of here. Who is he to come to me to come and request the date early? You know, this is not the way to do business. Because of his beautiful character sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this scholar of the Torah accepted Islam as well.
Subhanallah.
Now the question is, Rolmai, how is our character?
In this present day and age.
In our businesses, for example, somebody comes and orders something for our business. We say, okay, we give it to you in 30 days time. And he comes back after 20 days and starts shouting at us. We'll be like, well, who are you to come and complain to us? We've got no right. We agree 30 days, come out 30 days.
True.
And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He showed good manners and good character to make a non-Muslim, a preacher and a scholar accept Islam as well.
Subhan. SubhanAllah. My dear respected viewers of Madhami Channel, what a beautiful account, Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madhami Channel, this also tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not only possess the best of all the good traits and qualities, but he did not only express them in front of people, rather he also taught to Sahaba Kiram how should they behave in certain conditions. But dear respected viewers of Madhami Channel, when a person who has a power, right, and he has got people around him, because they could take revenge of the bad behavior which
he has. The Ghazi was very
naughty. Yeah, and Rasulullah was surrounded by Sahaba Kiram. They used to sacrifice the life of Rasulullah, giving a beautiful message, transforming Sahaba Kiram in a way to perfect the akhlaq. SubhanAllah. Beautiful account, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was once asked about akhlaq. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam recited one ayah of Quran. Many respected viewers of Madhami Channel, Khudil Afwa wa'mur bil urfi. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah. The translation is, O beloved, adopt forgiveness and command good and turn away from the ignorant. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that good akhlaq, husnul akhlaq, is that if someone breaks ties with you, you should mend the relationship with him. And the one who deprives you, you provide him, and the one who oppresses you, you forgive him. SubhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has briefly explained this is akhlaq, and Aka alayhi salatu wa salam's life is at its climax when it comes to express the akhlaq, when it comes to talk about good manners, when it comes to talk about the good character, and when it comes to talk about good manners. And SubhanAllah, it's a role model for us to follow. His uswa hasana is for us to follow, inshallah, for our salvation. Your Qasmai, what would you like to add further?
After the Battle of Hunayn, The Battle of Hunayn ended, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously was getting together with the Sahaba, they were in discussion. While they were discussing with the Sahaba, what happened to Sayyidina Halima Sadi radiallahu ta'ala, she walks with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he do? He stands up. He puts his chadar down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He makes her say that, sit on the chadar. Then what does he do? He speaks to her. Only he doesn't speak to anybody else while Sayyidina Halima Sadia is there. Then he gives her full attention. He doesn't care who else is there. Sahaba is there, everybody is there. He doesn't pay attention to them. Only pays attention to Sayyidina Halima Sadia. And only talks to her and gives her all his time, all his attention. Then when she leaves, He gives a gift. He walks with her to such a far distance.
Subhanallah.
And then the Sahaba, some companions didn't know who this was. He was asked, who is this? He was mentioned, this is Sayyidina Halima Sadia, the milk mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember this, why I said this is the manners and characteristics towards the mother. No, a mother, this is a milk mother. If this is the rise of a milk mother, just somebody who fed milk, what would be the rise of a real mother?
Subhanallah.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing us, this is the respect of a mother. So this is how you should treat your mother. Not give your friends preference, but give your mother preference. Give your mother time. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, he didn't give the companions time. He didn't give the companions attention. He only spoke to the Sayyidina Halima Sadia. Look at the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a milk mother, and what would be the manners towards his real mother?
SubhanAllah. Dear respected viewers of Madhami Channel, beautiful message when it comes to respect a mother. SubhanAllah. Let us go towards our first segment, that is regarding a chosen sunnah. We'll come back inshallah, discuss this further. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear respected viewers of Madhami Channel, today the beautiful sunnah we would like to discuss with you, that is regarding cleanliness. And that is regarding sunnah of combing hair. SubhanAllah. It is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whoever has hair should respect them. And SubhanAllah further, that means that should wash, oil and comb them. This is what is in the explanation of this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The respective views of Madhami Channel, we have got hair. People, they adopt hairstyles, right, for various reasons. Because they would adopt hairstyles of an actor, maybe of player, maybe of any celebrity they like or they admire, but what should we have to follow as a Muslim? What would you like to talk about?
The role model for us in Islam is the Prophet ﷺ. People are loved for different things. As you mentioned at the beginning, some people are loved for beauty. If you look at the Prophet ﷺ, there was nobody more beautiful than the Prophet ﷺ. Some people are loved for character. There was nobody better than the character of the Prophet ﷺ. Some people are for their fame. Who is more famous than the Prophet ﷺ? Who is more spoken about, more written about, more talked about than the Prophet ﷺ? The best of creation is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So us as Muslims, we should keep this sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our role model and follow his hairstyle as well. Instead of copying the actors and the, you know, we're not going to benefit from them. We're not going to get anything from the actors. But just by keeping the hairstyle, which is according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the form of ibadah for us as well. To follow this sunnah as well, we'll get reward, we'll get sawab just for keeping this. What other haircut will you get and you get reward for that sawab for? Even for keeping this hairstyle, the beautiful zulfa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get the reward for that as well.
MashaAllah. The use of the mission sunnah is to comb hair. Alhamdulillah, if we have the hair, so we should respect them, we should wash them, we should oil them. It is the thing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. And if you've got beard, you should also comb it. And inshallah, we will follow sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, and we will be rewarded, as mentioned, by Muballigh of Dawat-e Islam. And this is a beautiful sunnah for you today. Inshallah, make sure that you follow this beautiful sunnah and what has been taught, we can act upon. Sallallahu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. The respective viewers of my mission, we were talking about akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. As I mentioned earlier, that it's a very expanded topic. It's not just one word, straightforward explanation, but this is akhlaq. So it deals with various dimensions. That's what we're talking about. We just heard about the forbearance. We just heard about the forgiveness of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When he was treated harshly, when he was treated badly, and people were around him, they could take revenge of that bad attitude. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only forgave, rather he taught to those individuals with him that they should also show good attitude and good behavior, learn to forgive, inshallah, as well as we were qadri. And we're also talking about how can you treat mothers. So what are the other dimensions of akhlaq?
So how was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's manners in the house? It's a hadith narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do household chores with his own hands and also help his khadims. He had khadims. But he used to help his khadims as well, and he used to sit with them and eat with them as well. And another hadith linked to this as well, say the Aisha narrates that the Prophet ﷺ used to accept the invitation of even the poor people, even if they invited him to eat rough bread. He would also sit with the destitute when they were sick, and would humbly sit and talk with the Sahaba as well. So here is two things. One is our character within the homes. The Prophet ﷺ, the best of creations, used to help us in the housework. In the cooking, in the chores, how much do we help out? He used to go and visit the sick. When he knew somebody was sick, he would go and visit them. If somebody invited him, he would go and accept the invitation of the poor people. Even if somebody invited him to eat rough bread, he would go and eat this rough bread. He would give time to the poor people. He would give time to the sick people. He would give time to his wives. He would give time to his family, to his sahaba, to his companions. Today, in our homes, in our small boxes, we haven't got time for anybody today.
Because we are wealthy, right? We don't want to meet with those who are poor relatives. People that don't go to their poor relatives. They want to have class. They want to go to those people who are of their standards. Right? We made this. This was not the life of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem alayhi wa salatu wa salam has given us a beautiful understanding that how should we live the life in our house. How should we live in our house being husbands? Also, so we should look after the houseworks also, as you mentioned, it was a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected viewers of Family Sharif, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, he quotes that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you the best amongst you, the best person amongst you? Shall I not tell you about that person? Dear respected viewers of Family Channel, before I move towards the hadith of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, today we want to become best. In any field we are, we want to top in that field, we want to excel in that field, we want to become best in that field. But subhanAllah, let's ask from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is best? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was answered by Sahaba Ikram. Why not ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aka alayhi salatu wa sallam said, the one who is the best in his akhlaq, in his good character, in his good manners, in his behavior, in his attitude. That person is the best amongst you. And it has been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu quotes that, Aka alayhi salatu wa sallam said, on scale, no amal is more weightier, like it possesses more weight than akhlaq. There is no other amal which is more in weight than the amal, than the action of possessing good manners. SubhanAllah. You account, like any other beautiful
account. Just on that one before I continue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a father can give his child nothing better than good character.
SubhanAllah.
It doesn't mean that we think the good dad today, good mom today, we've given our child a big house, a good education, a good car, everything. So I'm a good dad, you know. Even though I don't spend my child all day and night, I'm a good dad. But have we put into that child good character? But how can we give our children good character if we don't have good character ourselves? So we need to think about where are we in today. We're far away from the deen as well, far away from Islam. We've given the dunya the preference, money, wealth,
cars. Excellent point, because you made a beautiful point. That's, first of all, we need to learn. First of all, we need to know what are the dimensions of akhlaq, what is adab, what is respect, what is good manners. Then only we'll be able to teach our children, isn't it?
That's the beauty of Dawat Islami, the beauty of Wadi Channel. This is the purpose of doing such sincere, such programs, that we get this to the people, get this to the public. That if you want to learn, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is here for you. Come and ask about this, come and learn, and then go and portray this, put this into your children as well, inshallah.
Beautiful platform of Dawat Islami. And there are various platforms of Dawat Islami where you can learn, where you can talk about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's life. Dear respected viewers of Maghribi Channel, Dawat Islami is not only providing this platform, as mentioned by Mubalik of Dawat Islami through Maghribi Channel, but we've got Istinaat of Dawat Islami, we've got Madani Qasri of Dawat Islami. You can learn good character, you can learn there. Even you can learn how to forgive others. You can learn how to have forbearance, how to have this beautiful trait of forgiving others, how to have tolerance. I would like to talk about this very important topic, because by nowadays we are having a very lack of tolerance. We don't have no tolerance at all. Like on the road, you've got a road rage, right? People go mad. They become outrageous. They put their hand on their horn and they will not leave it. And some people would go to that extent, they would come out. For the little mistake of the other driver, they would come out and they would start, you see, hitting him. Astaghfirullah. And you would find even some of them, they're doing this. So we have no tolerance in the society. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is telling us that you should have tolerance, you should establish sabr. These are the traits, these are the qualities of akhlaq, for having good manners, alhamdulillah. Dear respected viewers of Madam Shari, we're talking about good manners of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. This beautiful hadith of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala quotes Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is powerful, right, who possesses power, none is not that the person who knocks other person down, right? He is not a powerful person. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he inquired that who is powerful, Sahaba Ikram asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then who is powerful? If not that person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who controls his anger is the one who is powerful. And here, respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we think that I've got strength, right? I've got good mates, I've got good friends, I've got, maybe I am linked with some sort of gangs. Nowadays youth culture, so much is going on, right? People, they take lives of other people just because he said something bad to me. Let alone said something bad, because he stared at me. He looked at me. Why did he look at me? Why are you looking like this to me? People, they do not have no tolerance at all. And that's how they are showing and behaving. They think that if I can go and beat other person, right, hit him, or maybe astaghfirullah, they take knives and they even kill the other person and they think that they are powerful. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is saying, no.
Our mindset is that if he's hit me once, I'm going to hit him 10 times.
Yeah.
If he's taken 10 pounds of me, what should I do to him? He says something to my dad, what should I do to him? If somebody does bad to us, we do double bad to them. This is not the teaching of Islam. So I would say, somebody does something bad to you, forgive them, tolerate them, accept them. be nice to them, be kind to them. And so many stories of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to him with such people that who had martyred his uncle and chewed on his body parts.
Allah.
The part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were people who threw an arrow at his blessed daughter Sayyidah Zainab and made her fall down and have a miscarriage. In front of him were people who tormented the Sahaba Ikram and Hindu one, who abused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Now he's in a position of authority, and he said, he's the top, he's got an army of thousands. He says to the people that,
this is power.
He's got the power. He says, do you know what I'm going to do to you today? That these people, they're scared. That we've done these so many bad things to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his family, to his uncle, to his daughter, to his companion. What's he going to do with us today? So do you know what I'm going to do to you today?
Yes,
today, I forgive you all. You're all free. I'm not going to have anything against you. No recompense against you. You're all free. You're all forgiven, in other words. And we can't forgive somebody for swearing at us, saying something bad about our parents, or doing something wrong in the car. We can't forgive them. And the Prophet is forgiving people who martyred his uncle and made his daughter have a miscarriage.
MashaAllah. Dear respective viewers of Madani Shah, very important point. We are talking about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam not only said this to the Sahaba ikram that you should do it, rather when it came to express this power, right, to control the anger and not to exercise the power you possess. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam demonstrated that. On the day of Fatha Makkah, Allahu Akbar, the army, with the power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there and he forgives. The first correct charter of peace was given on that day, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave. Can you give this example on the face of this earth? Any history you find out, you can't give the example. Allahu Ghani, dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, this is the character of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And we're talking about that how beautifully he perfect the character of Sahaba Kiram, transformed them. Rather, he shows them how to do it. But subhanAllah, his own life is full of forgiveness, full of forbearance, full of tolerance, and he shows that, subhanAllah, even when he is powerful, even when he had power, subhanAllah, that was expressed, the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he's best of all, my dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, sabse awla wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi, Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, you're talking about akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are trying to touch the various dimensions of the life of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which explains this, that what is the akhlaq and how can we develop best of akhlaq. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala quotes that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been reported to said that if you cannot make happy people through your maal, through your wealth, then your khush akhlaq, your khush khulqi, your good manners, your whole meeting with somebody with wholeheartedness, subhanAllah, your good manners can definitely make them happy. Dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, this is really interesting, it's very beautiful. Today we think that if people will be closer to me if I have got a wealth, right? People have got this mindset. But subhanAllah, what a beautiful way Rasulullah is showing us that if you don't have maal, doesn't matter, but your akhlaq can get you closer to people. Yeah, you can win the hearts of people through your akhlaq, through your good manners. But in respect to use of Madani Sharif, nowadays what happens if we are boss, maybe 10 people are working for us, maybe 100 people, some companies are big, maybe 400 people, 400 employees are working for them. And the more status one possesses, maybe his anger, or maybe he thinks that he's now too big, and you see, these sort of things come in his mind. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from takabbur, right? It can also sneak in. But dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was asked that how many times shall we forgive our servants? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained quiet. Then again this question was repeated. Aka alayhi salatu wasalam remained quiet. Then again, third times when this question was repeated, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said 70 times daily. Allah.
Just one point here, that there was one of the khadim of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He says that I was the Hajj for 10 years in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never shouted at me. He never said to me, why did you do this or why did you do this?
Why did you not do
this? Why did you not do this? So for example, we are employers today. We're a businessman. We're a shopkeeper. As soon as we go into, we say to our employees, why did you do this today? Why has the cleaning been done? Why are the shelves stacked today? Why isn't this done? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 years, he never said to his Hajj, why did you do such a thing? This is the best of example. No problem, now they are our employees. We have to run our businesses, but run it in such a manner that these employees, they love you as well. They want to do work for you as well. And those look at people, they were willing to give their life for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because of his good character.
MashaAllah. The respective views of Mother Jalil Hadith will tell us that 70 times daily we should forgive. Mufassir Shaheed Hakim al-Ummad Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes the Sharah, and he writes that the word 70 in Arabic is used for excessive number. So here Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam means that you should forgive your servants many times in a day. And let's take it to another dimension, the Qasr. The dimension is that we have got character, we've got good manners, we are very polite, we are very gentle, we are very kind towards our friends, towards our mates, towards our colleagues, right? To people who are working for us. What happens to us when we are in front of our mother? Maybe we are very good to our mates, we listen to everything, if he makes any mistake, we'll forgive him, we'll overlook his mistakes, but our real brother, we'll shout at him. Suddenly, you see, our face changes, outside is different. But when it comes to our own relatives, very close relatives, right? You've got time for our mates, but we don't have time for our parents, we don't have time for our father, for our mother. Why is this double standard?
The person who knows you really is the person who's closest to you, the people who live in your house. So you could be Haji Sahab, Namaji Sahab, Raja Sahab, Chori Sahab, outside. Everybody happy, Masha is a very good guy. But inside your house is what you really are. And you could judge yourself. When I come home, do my children come towards me or do they go upstairs for dad's home? But we must address these issues. And how are we in our homes? It's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the best of you is the best to his family, the one that is best to his family. And I am the best to my family. This is a summary of who is the best person. The best one of you is who? The one that is best to your family and I am best to my family. How are we with our family? We always shouting our wife. We just said about the khadim of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We think our wives are khadim today.
Allah.
Why is the cleaning done? Why is the cooking done? Why are my shoes polished?
Salt is too much.
Salt is too much. This is too much. That is this. Why is the heating on? Why are the children ready? Why this and that? We meet follow the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same thing we need to go back to. Implement the seerah. Read about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. About his character. How was he with his family? How was he with his children? How was he with his companions? His neighbors? So many aspects of his life. We must implement his life into our life, inshallah, to be successful.
Because there was a couple and the wife, she had put too much of salt in her food. And husband came home, he was tired, he was definitely, when you're tired coming back from home and you want food ready and you want to eat. And as soon as he started eating, he noticed that it contains too much of salt. So he thought to himself in his heart, he thinks that, okay, doesn't matter, my wife has made this mistake and I also make so many mistakes. I've got so many shortcomings. I've got so many mistakes in my life things. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also forgives me. And I today forgive my wife for this mistake and I don't say anything to her. In his heart he thought and he forgave. Allahu Akbar, dear respected viewers of Madin Sharif, somebody saw him in his dream. And when it was asked, ma fa'ala Allahu bika, and he told that in the dream that because one day I had forgiven my wife for this only reason, in my heart I did not even express her. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala liked my that action and for the same reason I have been forgiven. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, you forgive my bondsman and I forgive you. SubhanAllah. That's what you get when you show akhlaq. This is the reward you get. When you forgive others, this is the reward yourself and you get. When you have got power, when you have got control, don't do it for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, alhamdulillah, rewards you in such a manner that you get Jannah, inshallah.
One thing we have lost from our society today is politeness. You don't be polite. Whenever you talk to somebody, even your friends, it's rude. Nowadays, the youth are using slang words. This is the cool thing. With our elders, with our youngsters, we don't speak polite anymore. There's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Muslim Sharif. The Prophet said, whatever thing possesses politeness gets beautified.
Subhanallah.
So for example, if a person possesses politeness, he and she gets beautified. And from whatever thing it is taken out, i.e. politeness is taken out, that thing becomes ugly.
Allah.
So even us as people, when we look in the mirror,
it would beautify that person.
It would beautify that person as well. So if you, many people today, we use many creams and this and that and shampoos to become beautiful. If you want beauty, even Islam teaches you how to become beautiful as well.
Inner beauty.
Inner beauty. And how to be, that thing becomes beautified.
Subhara.
So that thing beautified means internally, out externally, Subhara. Becomes beautified. So have politeness, good character inside, inshallah, your outer beauty will come through as well, inshallah. Subhara.
My dear respected viewers of Malim Jal, another beautiful hadith is in front of me. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala quotes that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, this will be announced that Allahu Akbar, whoever has his reward in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allahu Ghani, he should stand up and he should enter into Jannah. It would be asked that for whom this ajr, this reward is for, then the person would make announcements and he would say, this reward is for those people who used to forgive others. Allahu Akbar. Then thousands of people will stand up and without accountability they will enter into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we cannot give hisab to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We cannot give accountability, to be honest with you. We should pray in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, don't take hisab. Do not account, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, forgive us without account, taking any account, without accountability if we are forgiven. What else do we need if it is done? So who would be forgiven without accountability? One of those would be those who forgive others. The respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is a beautiful trait of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we can learn from akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from teachings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There are many occasions where we can get the reward and we can forgive others. Rukhata, I would like to ask you that what are those moments in our day-to-day routine life where we get the opportunity to forgive others? Right? But we mention that maybe we express our anger. We don't do sabr at first instance, right? And we lose the reward. Would you like to mention a few? For example, we're walking, somebody hits our shoulder, we would say, oh, are you blind? Things like this.
When you sit home, the time you wake up, the time you go to sleep, you are presented with these opportunities. In the morning you wake up, maybe as you said, your breakfast might not be according to you what you want.
Yes.
Your children might do something that you don't like. Instead of shouting at them, forgive them.
Your things are not ready.
You go out, when you go to work, your employees might have done something wrong that they shouldn't have done. As you said, walking in the street, somebody might look at you, look at this guy, might push you accidentally. You can forgive them. Even to the extent in the masjid.
Driving so many occasions.
In the masjid, these things happen. People come in the soft and they push you quickly, or they try to, there's a gap, small gap, and they try to come inside. They say, now you know you can't sit, why are you sitting here? Why are you pushing us?
Jeez.
Even in the masjid, these arguments happen.
Start shouting, yes.
So, we should assess, before we talk, instead that before you speak, take a few seconds to think about what you're going to say. Whatever you're going to say, for example, you're going to say something, take 2 seconds that, is this going to benefit me, or is this going to distract me and make a sin for me? We should think to ourselves as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we're talking about akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We tried to cover a few dimensions of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as akhlaq, few ahadith, few beautiful traits of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a few accounts, and definitely in this very short span of time, we cannot cover the best of all character. Subhanallah, best of all creations, traits, attributes, we can't cover them. But we are just giving you a few examples and few ahadith for you to learn from the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Little bit I can learn, little bit you can say, we all can make our home good, our town good, our society good, our country good, and that's how inshallah transformation will happen. This is the message of Dawat-e-Islami's program. We would like to establish peace. We would like to tell you the beautiful traits of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability to act upon whatever has been said. Next time we come back, keep watching Madani Channel and keep reciting salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, صلى الله عليه